This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. President Trump is doubling down on weekend tweets that Democrats say were racist. AP Sagar Magani reports he rejects those claims.
On Friday, the president defended House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from claims by some Democratic congresswomen that she was trying to marginalize women of color.
She is not a racist.
2 days later, he lashed out against the four lawmakers, who almost certainly are Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, and Rashida Tlaib, tweeting they should go back to their broken and crime-infested countries. All four are American citizens, and only Omar was born outside the U.S. Democrats called the president a racial arsonist. This morning, the president tweets the women should apologize to him for past remarks. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Nationwide raids aimed at rounding up 2,000 immigrants in the country illegally got off to a low-key start Sunday, and fears among immigrant communities of black-helmeted agents kicking down doors and shouting orders did not materialize. Still, in targeted cities, churches and lawyers were standing by, offering sanctuary and advice. New York City Councilmember Carlos Menchaca says the Know Your Rights flyer distribution effort is paying off in his district.
The hotline received confirmed reports of people, ICE agents with ICE jackets, walking into buildings and knocking on doors. Another one in Manhattan as well. And we also know that, again, people didn't open up their door and ICE agents didn't leave with people.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants who reach the U.S. through Mexico. A rule published Monday bars migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. if they've traveled through another country first. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters who